This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. You're invited. And if you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, the FBI targeting American safe deposit boxes, not at a bank, but at a private company. This happened over a year ago.
Competing with the banks. Don't they know that's a crime?
Yep, and they're getting punished for it, even without any criminal charges being brought against people who had their property seized. We'll talk about that on the way.
That's the case where they've already ruled it was illegal.
Did they rule that about
this? They ruled. The judge said it was illegal what they did. The whole, the raid, they basically did not comply with the order that authorized the search in the first place.
Really?
And all those boxes they searched illegally.
Have they given any of the stuff back?
What if people are hiring criminals to protect them from the government?
That's a good question.
It makes more sense. The criminals are much less destructive, and they don't expect to have, like, private jets and all.
You got an updated story on that, right?
We're going to get into that here, but first we do have Olivia on the line. Plus, you and I were going to get into the library thing, because you were there at the library here
last week,
and I don't think we got into it last week. At the federal court gang church building. We go first to Olivia in Arizona, though. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I called about Leonard Peltier, but really quick, I wanted to say congratulations to Avoiding Jail Time and best of luck to Ian and Aria on their case.
I think it's more accurate to say congratulations on avoiding more jail time.
Yeah, I was thinking the same.
I didn't avoid all of it.
Technically, he was sentenced to what they call time served, which was nearly 6 months.
Which is kind of humorous considering that the judge says it was illegal.
He said that, but he also defended the magistrate who sentenced nobody.
But he also admitted that it was illegal. He was illegally detained.
Yeah. All right, so what was on your mind?
My one concern is that now that you have, like, a felony on your record, it'll be easier for them to cause more trouble, the feds to come and make more trouble later and say, look, this guy's a felon.
They can do that.
Dangerous.
Yeah. Well, and they did that this time because I already had a felony for selling weed. I'm a bad man.
Who's never harmed another person.
Yeah.
But
I've engaged in voluntary transactions that arbitrary people who weren't minding their own damn business didn't like.
Oh, yeah, it's worth pointing out, right now, the very same federal government gang is offering to trade an alleged arms dealer, a Russian arms dealer, for a WNBA player who the Russians caught with cannabis oil. So Russians arrested a girl who was trying to come into Russia with cannabis oil. She's facing a decade behind bars in Russia for this. And the U.S. federal government has offered to give up the guy that they made a movie about called Lord of War. Nicolas Cage played somebody that was based apparently on this character who was an alleged, you know, arms trafficker. They're going to give that person up if Russia agrees to the trade in order to get a WNBA star back to try to prevent her from going to Russian prison for something that they put tens of thousands of Americans into federal prison cages every single year here in the United States.
I think it's closer to 300,000.
Is it that many of them? Because I think there's only 200,000 federal prisoners. So I think you're probably thinking
state
as well.
And federal.
Yeah, I was just thinking of the feds directly because it's just ridiculous hypocrisy that is going on here.
When we do it, it's fine. But when Russia does it, it's horrible. Well, I mean, the same thing with Iraq and the Ukraine. What makes the Ukraine a more egregious invasion than Iraq was? Why isn't George Bush in prison? Why isn't he under sanctions? Why hasn't somebody just clubbed him one?
Why didn't McDonald's pull out of the United States? Close all their stores.
It's so weird that they're trading prisoners like that. Like somebody doesn't...
They're trying to.
Yeah.
The deal hasn't been struck.
I understand, but it's just like they're trading prisoners. Like, it's not even like they're trading spies.
I wonder what Russia would want this guy for, though. I mean, is it they want him so they can put him in prison? Or is it...
I don't know the whole story behind him.
They want him to sell them some arms because, you know, the Chinese will do that all day.
I somehow doubt it. The guy was working, you know, he's part of this system, I'm sure. And they
I don't know all
back.
The details. His name is Victor Boot. He's known as the Merchant of Death. I have a story about that, too, but it wasn't in, you know, show prep tonight.
Here's the thing. Russia is, you know, it's a mafia, but more of the type of gang that you think of that's like, you know, street gang or something of that nature than your typical government gang. It's you know... It's
They're
very
more honest
bizarre
than most governments.
Yeah,
they don't,
exactly.
They don't
it's
try and hide what they are as carefully.
Yeah.
Boot is a former Soviet military officer, so he was one of them. He was one of the Soviets.
Can't go figure.
And currently serving a 25-year prison sentence on charges of conspiring to kill Americans, acquire and export anti-aircraft missiles, and provide material support to a terrorist organization. And Boot, by the way, has maintained he's innocent, but just presuming he is all of those things, presuming that he was legitimately found guilty and sentenced to 25 years behind bars, they're literally willing to trade a potential, like, murderer or something in order to get a pot-possessing person back into the United States and then let her free, supposedly, unless they're actually planning to charge her here in the United States for possession of marijuana oil, because they sure as hell aren't going to let anybody out of jail for that in the United States.
And the funny thing is she hates America.
Does she?
Yeah. She's got, I don't know if you've seen her, she's got the Russian commie stars tattooed on her.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
She was saying when she was playing that she didn't want the anthem played at games. Now none of
her.
This bothers me,
yeah.
Because I hate the United States government. I love
we're not
the
communists.
Country.
Yeah,
I hate the government.
Maybe the
but,
U.S. government.
You know, she's getting exactly what she wanted. She wanted to go live in a tyrannical state.
I wonder
what she wants, she gets. Mm-hmm. I don't like it any better than the rest of you men.
I wonder if the U.S. government wants her more than, for some reason, for some political reason, you know, more than they want the Lord of War guy.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
But why?
Well, it's a good enough to trade. That's complex.
It's a good question. Like, I am curious as to why they want this person, because it's, I don't know if they want
to... She's probably related to a politician
it could be that, or it could be that the government wants to persecute her or something else. It could be either or, right? I mean...
It could be.
Let's go to your calls, sir, here. Olivia's still on the line. Did you get to your point, Olivia? I'm not sure if you did.
I did not.
Okay, what were you calling about?
You guys are really good about bringing attention to Ross Ulbricht's case, but there's somebody I really wish you guys would cover, and that is Native American activist Leonard Peltier. He's a, I believe, Lakota Sioux Indian. He was accused of shooting an FBI agent, but the whole trial was a complete travesty. They had inconsistencies all over the place. There were recanted witness statements. There were statements who were coerced into testifying. There were discrepancies in material evidence. So it's just a complete F show, if you know what I mean. And
yeah, I've heard the name associated with...
Yeah,
wasn't he a libertarian?
I don't know anything about the story.
It's always a travesty.
Wasn't he a libertarian or something?
Thinking of Russell Means?
No, I know the difference.
Oh, he actually ran as vice president on the Peace and Freedom Party ticket, I think, a couple of years ago, but he had to drop out for health reasons. He's 77. He's been in lockup since he was 30, and they're still holding this elderly man in for a crime he probably didn't commit. In fact, the two other people that they accused of shooting the FBI agents, they were acquitted and for self-defense. But for some reason, he was tried separately, and they gave him 2 life sentences. So probably he was a target for the activism in the 1970s. You know, the Native Americans were doing a lot of activism to reclaim their land and other things. So it was probably a politically motivated trial and
they punishment. Never do that.
Yeah, I thank you for calling and sharing that story.
It sounds like such an
I'd
old
like to
story.
Hear more about the story if you want to mail me a link.
It's such an old story. I haven't heard of it, but there's so many stories like this. This is the thing. These stories are not unique. They're probably
they're common.
They're common. It's like you can't cover them all, even if you wanted to, especially not old stories.
And that's another reason why a lot of people take the plea. And thank you, Olivia, for the call tonight, because the system is incredible. incredibly corrupt. If you watch the Ross Ulbricht trial or read about it, because you can't be there to watch it, you know they didn't allow the defense to basically even put on a defense. They blocked their potential defense at every single turn with a corrupt judge and corrupt police agents who later went to prison. But Ross is still in prison for two life sentences.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 800-516-1160. Joining you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And join us online over at freetalklive.com. By the way, I want to say thank you to Jesse, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS Patreon. You can join Jesse over there for as little as $5 a month over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com, and you can sign up there with your debit card, credit card, your PayPal account. You can help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live and help us get the ideas of liberty onto more great radio stations. So again, thanks, Jesse, for doing that. We're going to go back to more of your calls and thoughts. Then the FBI is trying to apparently cover up what happened with their raid against a private safe deposit box company in California last year.
I'm shocked, shocked to find out there's gambling going on in here. You're winning, sir. Oh, thank you very much.
Reason's got that story. We'll get to it coming up here, but Major Payne is on the line first. Go ahead, Major.
Hey. Yeah, I just wanted to give you a call back about that basketball girl that got hijacked over there in Russia.
Yeah.
She had evidently been over there about 6 months playing on some Russian league and was coming home to start her season here. And my question is...
I think you have it backwards. So I did look it up, Major. We'll get to your question here in a moment, but just to clarify, at least according to the Reuters report on this, she was on her way to join her Russian team. So she had been to Russia previously, but in this case, she had spent time at home in the United States. So that was how it was that she easily had access to the cannabis oil to, on her, according to her, oopsie, mistakenly put it in her bag. She later claimed that she was confused, recovering from COVID, the stress of packing, making sure I had my COVID test, jet lag. She said, if I had to speculate, if I had to guess on how they ended up in my bags, I was in a rush. And so she's claiming she had no intention to violate the Russian laws, but usually that doesn't matter whether or not you intended to violate the law.
It's amazing how the tyrant has an excuse.
Yeah.
It's amazing how often they exclude intent from the law.
Yeah. Yep. So
there's supposed to be an element, like I forget what the
mens rea.
Yeah, right, exactly. The
criminal intent, right?
Yeah. It's like supposed to be part of the law, but so often it's not.
All right. So what was the thing you wanted to say besides that, Major?
The other thing they like to throw around is ignorance is no excuse of the law. I didn't know it was illegal. That don't matter either.
Right, yeah. You're supposed to read the entirety of all Russian law before you go and visit Russia and every other country in the world, right? You need to
read. Well, I would rather read the entirety of Russian law than go to Russia.
Like I said, I thought you got hemmed up on the way out. So my thought was, what country searched you when you get on the plane? You always get searched when you reach your place of destination. You know?
No, if you're traveling internationally, you will get searched before you get on the plane to leave your country, because you have to go through TSA in the United States, and then when you get to where you're going, customs will search you. So you will be searched at multiple points.
It's customary.
Yeah. It can happen, at least, yeah.
Is there a country that won't search you when you get there?
Yeah.
If so, which one? Because that sounds like a good one to visit.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't searched when I went
to the Bahamas.
I went through customs, but I wasn't searched.
They didn't
X-ray
your bag. They didn't.
That's a good question. I didn't have any baggage. It was all carry on. But no, they didn't search. Wow.
They let you walk into Europe with no search at customs.
I did not have to go through. I had to go through customs, but not to.
But they didn't open your backpack?
Right.
Most places you fill out a little form, as I recall, that says, do you have anything to declare? But then you can get diverted into the search
if
they feel like it or if they think you're pretty.
Well, she got searched, and they found some weed. What else, Major?
She is kind of pretty.
But the other thing I was wondering is, if this trade does go down, before her and this other guy that they're trying to train for this Russian arms dealer. Evidently, this Russian arms dealer was big time. He was trying to sell. They caught him in a sting. I think he had 800 or 8,000 surface-to-air missiles, 400-pound C4. I mean,
wow.
This dude's no joke. He defies armies.
Allegedly.
And, they're cutting him loose for a pothead.
That's crazy. But that's what the offer is. Now, again, Russia has, from what I understand, not yet agreed to the offer. But, I mean, why wouldn't they? Right? Like, it's actually a pretty good offer. Oh, and there's apparently another character they
want. I don't know what use they have for the guy, but
Well, what use do they have for a girl for marijuana?
Yeah, right.
She's pretty.
Evidently, there was 3 years spent catching this guy and across three different continents. So they spent a whole lot of money to put him in the can to let him out,
just to give him away after.
It definitely seems like Russia has the better deal here, assuming that this guy is part of the club. You know.
Thanks, Major. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. Regarding this Brittany Grenier person, I saw the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire account on Twitter made an interesting post yesterday. Apparently, this person, this Brittany Grenier, is now featured on the cover of Time magazine.
Are you serious?
Get this headline, Brittany Grenier and the Fight for Freedom.
See, there's a lesson to be learned here. If you're going to get arrested for drugs, do it in another country, because then somebody will give a damn. Mm-hmm. But if you get arrested here for drugs, nobody cares.
You're just a statistic.
The tyrants are just as bad.
Yeah. their quote here is, portraying Grenier as a freedom fighter is so wild. She's in jail for the same thing hundreds of thousands of Americans are in jail for. And here's the thing. She's not a freedom fighter. She's not
a basketball player.
Well, if she were to say, yeah, I smoke weed, what about it? You know? Go ahead, let's have this trial. I'm not going to, not pleading guilty. But no, she's got her tail between her legs saying, oh, I'm so sorry. I just made an innocent mistake. This was a total miss, whoopsie. And,
you're not saying she should be in prison.
No,
you're simply
not
saying that she's not a freedom fighter.
No, she's not. Yeah. She's just a coward.
Yeah. And if the United States government wanted to have a modicum of credibility, it would cut loose every single drug prisoner in America.
Absolutely.
Before it worried about the people worry about the people that you're oppressing before you worry about the people that other people are oppressing.
This is a slap in the face to everybody who has ever been, currently behind bars for cannabis in the United States.
As these people have been waging a genocide against us for a century, and it is literally a genocide. John Ehrlichmeyer, who was Richard Nixon's chief of staff, and apparently he learned honesty when he was in prison, because when he came out, he talked a little bit about why the drug war was ramped up under Nixon. It didn't start under Nixon. It's been going on for a century, but they ramped it up. Well, why? Because he hated hippies and he hated black people.
That's it.
Okay. And so he wanted to destroy two cultures, and that's the definition of genocide.
Yep, but they have no shortage of deadly level hypocrisy, and they are not going to let a single person out in order for, to prove any kind of consistency or morality, because they don't have it. They don't have any morality. They're an evil organization that ruins people's lives. That's what the federal government does. There's more coming up here. You can join us. Again, I don't think this girl should go to prison at all. I think she should be free just like every other cannabis user.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mortgage rates are on the decline. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate fell to just above 5.1% on Friday. It was sitting just over 5.5% on Wednesday. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is requesting the National Guard assist with the surge of illegal immigrants arriving in the nation's capital from Texas. regarding National Guard troops, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, reminds everyone.
They're concerned about bringing National Guards in after what was happening here during the summers, and people's safety was concerned, and they didn't think the National Guard should be there then. It just shows the hypocrisy of the mayor and the hypocrisy of the White House. Why don't they secure the border?
Another bus of illegal immigrants arrived in Washington, D.C. on Friday. This is USA Radio News. A bill designed to help veterans is headed back to Congress.
The Honoring Our Pact Act bill failed at the Senate level during a procedural vote Wednesday. That vote could have cleared the way for a vote on legislation to expand benefits for the estimated 3.5 million veterans exposed to toxic burn pits during America's wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Burn pits are open-air pits that would be filled with trash, medical waste, rubber, plastics, and other hazardous materials set ablaze, usually with the assistance of jet fuel. The problem is changing in the bill's language. That means it needs to go back and pass the House and Senate again with the new language. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
With July wrapping up, we're heading into the peak of hurricane season. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says August, September, and October are the most active months. NOAA is calling for between 14 and 21 named storms this season. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open. Join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever you want. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. We're talking a little bit about the federal government gang and how they've been just trying to shoehorn cryptocurrency under regulations that in many cases have been around for multiple decades that had no intention to regulate cryptocurrency because, well, it didn't exist at the time of those regulatory creations. But that doesn't stop the agencies from continuing to expand their interpretation of what the code says. And ultimately, they get away with it until somebody challenges them, until somebody says, no, I'm not going to just take a guilty plea. No, I'm not going to just agree with your interpretation. That's what's happening in the Library case, where Library, which is a media sharing protocol that's a blockchain-oriented system that we've been using for years here on Free Talk Live. You can follow our channel on their Odyssey platform over at video.freetalklive.com, where we stream live there every single night. But Library is the protocol that is the sort of the basis for that platform. And it's a really cool thing, and you ought to check it out. In fact, if you want to really help the network out, you should get the Library desktop software, and you can actually run a node and help support every video that you watch. You ultimately seed those videos, kind of like torrents, but with essentially a blockchain-based directory, if you will. That's kind of one of the key differences between torrents and Library. Anyway, go to lbry.com to learn more about them. But a few years back, the SEC started sniffing around the Library people. We know the SEC, which is Securities and Exchange Commission, has been going after Ripple. They've gone after other crypto projects that I can't name because I don't know of those cases. But we know the folks, some of them involved with Library. One of them is Jeremy Kaufman, who's a Free State Project board member at this time. He's also running for U.S. Senate as a Libertarian candidate here in New Hampshire, and I believe they've completed their petitioning process and racked up about 5,800 petitions.
And they need about five.
They need 3,000.
Oh, three.
1,500 from the two congressional districts, so 3,000 across the state, and they have to be valid. So that's why you want to shoot for double. You want to try to get double the required number because they're going to try to kick out as many as they can and disqualify them. So we're hoping that they've got 3,000 valid, but they still have to take them to all the towns in New Hampshire, which is a huge process. You don't just get to turn them in at Concord. You have to, if there's 200 towns that you got signatures in, you literally have to go to 200 town clerks.
Wow.
It's the most difficult.
Are there 200 towns in
New
Hampshire?
There's more than 200. That's like 210 or something, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if that includes the cities as well, but it's something like that.
Huh.
Now, I don't know if they got them from 200 towns, but if it's, you know, if it's 150 towns, then you got to go to 150 town clerks and take them all the petitions from that one town, and then those clerks have to then certify which petitions are valid and which aren't. I don't know if you then have to go and pick them up from the 150 towns. You probably do.
Yes, you do.
Yes. So
I actually did that one year for they brought in a guy from Libertarian Party National mm-hmm. one year because we were having a hard time, and I worked for him for a while. And
then what do you do with the ones that you pick up? Do you then send them to the central
state? They go
to
the state house.
What a pain.
Here's the question. Is this because Jeremy is running as a Libertarian?
Correct. Any third party. This is the third party process.
Right.
Yeah. Republican.
So, wow. Don't even think of saying that the 2020 election wasn't rigged. It was rigged.
Oh yeah. So if he were to run as a Republican or a Democrat, he'd probably have to spend $100, sign a piece of paper at the state house, and he's done.
Wow.
That's it. So it's way more difficult.
Yeah.
Talk about
the system being set up to ensure that only select people win.
Correct.
That's why it's so important to infiltrate and as much as you can destroy the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. They've given themselves a monopoly, and so the only thing to do is turn them down.
No, duopoly, but yeah, for sure.
Yeah, well,
I see why you're saying monopoly. Yes, yeah, the Democrats and the Republicans are one and the same.
They say the right wing and left wing, but it's the same damn bird.
Yeah, you're right.
So anyway, that's who Jeremy Kaufman is. He's got some really creative campaign ads, by the way, so check him out.
Oh, he does.
He really looked him up. He's really, really entertaining stuff. They are really just having fun with this campaign, and I love the attitude of it. I love the attitude of don't care about the system, want to make fun of the system from inside of the system, and just take everything at the system's expense, and that's what they're doing. And so kudos to them. I'm a big fan. But he's also the president of Library, the company that creates the library software. If the Library Corporation were wiped off the map tomorrow, Library presumably would continue because it's an open source project. And,
that is correct.
And so there's no stopping Library, we don't believe. But that doesn't mean they're not going to defend what they do, and they are. They've spent millions of dollars on attorney's fees and whatever else, experts, etc., trying to defend against the SEC bringing not criminal charges, but a civil case against Library. And my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Chris, because you were actually at the hearing, the SEC is basically saying to Library, your token, the Library credits, as they're called, LBC, which is what essentially is the fuel for the system, meaning that whenever you, if you have a Library account, you want to post a video or post a, because you don't have to just use it for video, you can put audio up there, you can put a PDF up there if you want to, whatever media you want to post, you have to pay a very, very small, like a fraction of a Library credit in order to post the thing you want to post, because you're interacting with a blockchain. You're putting information on a blockchain, and there's always some sort of small fee in order to do that. So it's essentially the gas that makes the system run. If you don't have Library credits, you can't post anything, and it's easy to get them. I think they give you some for free when you sign up for the site or whatever. But the SEC is claiming the Library credits are what they call a security. What the SEC is claiming is a security.
And even though it has none of the characteristics of a security.
Well, what is a security?
We looked up the characteristics one night, and I can't quote them off the top of my head.
I never can either.
I'd like to.
And it's kind of bizarre because they were saying effectively because it goes up in value, it's a security. But that's not necessarily the case because you can have other assets that go up in value but aren't securities.
Yeah, commodities.
Right.
Security.
Exactly. And that's basically what they're – and that's sort of what they're arguing is it's a commodity, not a security.
Well, the SEC is arguing it's a security. You're saying libraries are arguing it's a commodity.
Correct.
Okay. According to Investopedia.com, they say here that securities are a fungible, negotiable financial instrument that holds some type of monetary value, representing an ownership position in a publicly traded corporation via stock, or a creditor relationship with a governmental body, or a corporation represented by owning that entity's bond, or rights to ownership as represented by an option. These are not ownership.
Coin is none of those things.
Right. Yeah.
So there's what people have to understand is there is a library like the blockchain.
There's the protocol, the blockchain.
Protocol, right? And there's a foundation, and then there's also Library, the company.
Mm-hmm.
Owning, you could potentially own stock in Library, the company.
If it's available for sale.
If it's available for sale.
Private.
It's not.
Yeah.
But anyway, there are actual owners of Library.
Correct.
Okay? But the people who have these tokens are not in any way getting anything other than the only thing they're able to use them for.
Service.
Is to purchase. Yeah. Basically, right. to use Library, the blockchain, sort
Correct.
Of.
Correct. You can post videos. You can send the credits to, let's say you've got you're a fan of a particular channel and you really like the work that they do, you can send them a donation.
Yeah,
so right. It's an internal currency.
So if Hunter Biden were doing this, then they'd say, oh, well, this is just a coupon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is like a movie ticket. You pay for the ticket, and then you redeem the ticket later. That's not a security.
Or you can give the ticket to your friend, and then they can go to the
But,
movie.
Of course, it's not Hunter Biden doing it.
Right. Yeah, it's clearly, like, it seems pretty clear on its face that this is not a security.
Right.
But that doesn't matter to the SEC, because they are going to keep pushing forward with this until they lose, and they will spend all the taxpayer money that they want to try to make their case. Meanwhile, Library is going, you know, they're not bankrupt at this point, but they've spent millions of dollars, so God knows how much they have left at this point.
And basically, they don't want anything developed. They don't want new technology to come into existence mm-hmm. that is not controlled by them or one of their cronies.
Like YouTube.
They want every single opportunity monopolized. It's the just us system.
Yes, and that's what you're really pointing out is what this is really about. Of course, they're not saying that publicly,
yes.
But that's what's going on here.
But nobody tells the truth.
Indeed. The number is 603-283-6160. So that's going to take us up to what actually happened last week, Chris. With Library having a court hearing in front of the very same court that we were just in yesterday, except
different civil judge.
Side and a different judge.
Yeah.
More coming up here in a moment.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
The number is 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency, just head over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page there. And you get to some introductory videos about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, and you'll learn some of the basics about why decentralization matters, why fiat money is on the way out, and cryptocurrency is on the way in. You can go to, again, Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started. Good time to start learning about it. It's jumped up a little bit in the last few days. Bitcoin had been as low as $18,000, $19,000, $20,000 for a few weeks here. And in the last 24 hours, it has eclipsed $24,000. It's right now just below $24,000 for one Bitcoin.
It's a couple thousand dollars higher than the other day.
Yeah, so it's up a little bit. Up 10% basically in the last few days. So, and remember, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. You can buy a Bitcoin Cash or a fraction of a Bitcoin Cash. You decide how much that you want to put into something like this. And, of course, don't take a risk beyond what you can afford to lose, because there is risk involved. But that said, over the years, cryptocurrency has trended upwards over time. So,
yeah.
Zoom out. Whenever somebody on the media is saying, Bitcoin, huge crash, it's over, just zoom out and look at a chart that goes from, let's say, 2013 or, 2012, the last 10 years,
yeah,
and see what the price looks like. That'll give you some perspective.
I don't like to recommend cryptocurrency. I don't feel like people should be investing in it. I feel like people should be buying it because they're going to use it.
Well, yeah.
That doesn't change the fact that it's been, like, one of the best investments, and I put that in quotes.
Yeah, in the last decade.
If you're going to buy it, right, this is a good time.
Probably. That's why you shouldn't, in my opinion, I'm not a financial advisor, but my personal opinion is that if you're interested, just get on the dollar cost average plan. Buy a little bit here, buy a little bit there, buy a little bit.
I'll buy into that plan.
Yeah, I think that's a good one if you're interested in it. And like you said, Chris, if you can earn it, that's even better. If you can accept it at your business and you have customers that are willing to pay for it, that's one of the best ways to do it. Earning crypto is the best way to get it, for sure.
And cell411/copblock.app suddenly takes crypto.
Again? Really? All right, good.
Oh, this easiest, is awesome.
What's the easiest way for people to donate to that project?
The easiest way is probably actually going to be to wait until I get a page up on the net, because I need to make some QR codes. And
all right, when you do that, or whenever you decide how you want to do it, let's get it onto the Cell411 website, the official one, which is getcell411.com. We can put a donation page up there pretty easy, so that shouldn't be a problem. All right, so we are talking about Library, which is the media sharing protocol. It's cryptocurrency oriented focus. The SEC is calling it a security. They're calling the Library coin a security, and Library has spent millions of dollars so far and hasn't even gone to trial yet to defend its system and its token. And Chris, you were in court watching the motion for a summary judgment, which, as I understand it, is basically going to a judge and saying, these people haven't proved their case, you should kick it out of court, or you should judge in our favor and just call this a day rather than going to trial. So
yeah.
That's my understanding of summary judgment.
So, yeah, that is. That's a summary judgment. It was interesting. They were – so what they agree on, I guess – I feel like we have to kind of talk about what they agree on. They agree that – on the facts of the case.
Mm-hmm. So they're stipulating,
right,
as they call it.
So it will never see a jury, basically. Mm. I mean, I don't know why that – well, I guess the explanation is you don't get to have a jury unless there are disagreements over the facts of a case. So that means it's going to ultimately – if it goes to trial – it's going to be heard by a judge, because mm-hmm. a judge gets to decide the law, effectively,
right,
when there is a dispute over what the law is or means. So
note that this is the civil. In criminal court, you can have a jury trial even if you stipulate the facts.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so that's a bit... I did not know.
For the weed, because I stipulated everything and went for jury nullification, didn't win.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder if there's any difference between federal and state. Because there could be.
Well, the right to a jury trial is supposedly enshrined in the federal constitution, but they don't pay any attention to that. They're not supposed
right,
to be able to take more than $20 from you without a jury.
Yep, that's right.
The Seventh or Eighth Amendment?
It's in there.
Yeah,
okay.
Suits of common law is what that... limited.
All right, so what else? So they stipulated to the facts, which are what?
Basically, I don't know. I mean,
that Library has a token, that they have a platform.
Right. There is a token. They did sell. They did sell tokens. Mm-hmm.
But they didn't promise ownership.
They did not promise ownership.
They didn't sell the token saying you would have a right to vote on how Library operates.
The prosecutor did try to argue that at least one... there was at least one email where a employee said it would go up in value. Now, that doesn't make it a security.
No.
But that's what they're effectively trying to argue.
Wow.
So...
one employee.
Yes. Even though they have not actually advertised
it. I wonder if he was working for the feds.
As, you know, being any kind of security or an investment in Library.
Right.
That's what they are sort of they tried to argue in court, and they were basically, a lot of it was, you know, the judge going back and forth asking questions about, you know, what is a security, you know, and is this a security? And it's a big question mark. There's a bunch of cases, and none of the cases fit this specific situation.
So this is a original case.
It's
this
an original
is a
case.
Unique case.
It's a unique case. And it's not clear. And the thing is, in the federal courts at the lower level, judges don't decide law really. They rule based on prior court rulings by
precedent.
Yeah, precedent.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
So this judge is in a very tough place because he has no clear precedent on this.
Somebody needs to assassinate the precedent.
And
P-R-E-C-E-D-E-N-T, just for anyone out there listening, our federal agent.
Yes, if you're a little bit deaf.
It's a pun.
Yes. So, yeah. It's
upon us now.
It's a great shirt, by the way. Somebody put that onto a T-shirt a few years ago. I don't know if you've seen it. I've seen those shirts.
I haven't.
That's a good one, yeah.
It is a very, I think, technical argument, and it's kind of hard to follow, even if you kind of understand the language a little bit. I understood the language a little bit, enough to follow it.
And when you say the language, you're a programmer. You're talking about financial language?
Yes, okay. The financial language.
The language of securities?
Yeah.
Okay. And, of course, the legalese.
I will not say that I am in any way an expert on this, okay? However, I've at least read a lot of financial legalese in terms of court documents and things like that because of crypto and, I'm trying to think, IRS and, just different pieces of, for example, there was the, I'm trying to think, I think it was the IRS that made, maybe it was SEC, I forget, it might have been more than one, but they basically made sort of an interpretation, their interpretation of the law, and then they provided guidelines on cryptocurrencies, right? So I went and I read through a bunch of that, and now mind you, they said one thing and then they gave you an example, and what they said didn't match the example, but anyway, and this is the thing, different lawyers will have different opinions on things.
Yes, that is the point of law. It's just an opinion, basically. Yeah. When it comes to the government, it's an opinion backed by a gun.
Right. And so we don't know. You've got sort of three sets of lawyers. You've got the judge. Presumably he's got a law degree, but I technically don't know. And you've got the prosecutor, who also presumably has a law degree, probably required. And you've got the defense, which I don't think you can avoid having a law degree when you, in a federal court level.
I think you're right.
So you basically got three sets of lawyers, and now it's going to be up to these two sets of lawyers, the defense and the prosecution. I don't know if they call them the prosecutor.
Plaintiff, I think is the word in a civil
plaintiff,
civil trial.
Which is kind of weird because it's still the federal government. But anyway, the plaintiff and, i.e. sort of prosecutor, mm-hmm. and the defense have to now argue it out in court and cite different pieces of precedent, and then the judge in theory has to make a decision as to what he thinks the law is, but without a clear precedent, it sounds like it's likely to get appealed regardless of how he rules.
Good chance,
because
the feds have no skin off their back to appeal. Again, it's not them paying for it, it's the taxpayers that pay for it, so they'll go as far as they want to go.
So if your grandma loses her home because of tax, you know why.
The number is
wasting your money.
603-283-6160. And as Library will point out, this is because it's such a pivotal case. If the SEC prevails in this, it could mean they could go after any cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
For the same BS.
Right.
There's more coming up here. You can join us and take control of the airwaves. Hour 3 is next. It is Free Talk.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find Ready Hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.